Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Captain's America, Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America, hello world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across the country, as well as around the world via the internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch right now, we want to thank you for keeping America rolling along, and in particular, our over-the-road truck drivers out there getting the job done, the 18-wheeler drivers. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter the same way. And don't forget to check out our website either, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us right now, from FoundersCode.com, we have Denise Simon, and good morning to you.
Good morning.
Well, I'll tell you what. No doubt about it, the Ukraine has everybody on system overload, because every time you turn around, there's something else being reported, something else going down here. And I noticed earlier this evening, they were showing the tanks moving further away from where they were, spreading out in three sections of the country to create a triangle, if you will, to pretty much surround the Ukraine.
The big question is this a minor incursion or is this an invasion? And something happened yesterday morning between, I don't know, say 8 a.m. and somewhere around 11 a.m., that it went from a minor incursion to an invasion.
Uh-huh.
So between the United States and a couple of other NATO countries, European countries, I should say, Western Europe, mostly Britain, decided that they were going to announce these sanctions,
mm-hmm.
which I would say, personally, they're pretty feeble. They're pretty tepid in response.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not impressed with these sanctions at all. In fact, I would argue that the oligarchs that both the United States and Britain put on the sanctions list have already been on the sanctions list. They've been on the sanctions list since 2018. And mm-hmm. whose administration was that? Trump. The United States is sanctioning two banks in what is also known as the Russian Sovereign Fund or the Sovereign Wealth Fund,
mm-hmm.
Where they can borrow big money to do whatever. I think that's a good start, but it's hardly has real teeth in it. The Brits sanctioned five banks, so they're not all completely on the same sheet of music here, as Biden told us yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And Germany hasn't sanctioned anybody. They just said that they were not going to the certification, meaning you have to certify a pipeline before it can be used. The certification is dead in the water and won't happen. But then Putin comes back and says, we don't care. We're going to run energy through those pipelines in spite of certification. So something tells me there's still some real commiserating between Germany and Russia when it comes to this pipeline.
Mm-hmm.
But both Kamala, when she was in Europe, and Biden said yesterday, because of what they're doing with Russia, these feeble sanctions, that it's going to cost us, we little taxpayers over here in America, it's going to cost us when it comes to out-of-pocket expenses on buying gasoline.
Mm-hmm.
And they've been warning us for a while.
Yeah.
Now, I was poking around yesterday, too, when it comes to the Keystone XL pipeline. Interestingly enough, there is a Keystone pipeline, and there is oil running through that. So it is also said to us that that oil is tar sands oil, which is alleged. Keystone XL. Some of your listeners that may want to stick their noses in that one, but yeah, we're gonna be in an energy problem here in the next couple of months in a big way, and it's going to cost us dearly. And this administration, the only thing that they're offering is to release more fuel out of our reserves, which is ridiculous.
No, yeah, because it won't do anything.
No.
No.
So we're in for a world of hurt.
Right. Right. Well, I don't know. Hopefully they'll get their act together, although I don't have any confidence in the fact they will. But there is a way to do it, and we know what Trump did. And they could do it if they wanted to, but they just don't want to.
Well, I don't know what you're referring to. You're referring to energy?
Keystone, yeah, Keystone XL pipeline, as well as Drill Baby Drill.
Yeah, it's drilling, exploration.
Yep, refine some more. All right, hold on. We're coming right back, folks, with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Don't go anywhere. I've got our pal and compadre who's going to take us to break. So here we go.
If you want to talk with the captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600 on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims, and we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It'll be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're gonna win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
This is Kyle Warren, and we're coming back right now with Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Be sure to check out all the great articles she has over there. That's FoundersCode.com. Take it away, Captain.
All right, thank you very much, Kyle. I will do just that. This portion of the program, my conversation with Denise Simon, brought to you by our friends at Geico Insurance. Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O, and Geico has been saving people money for going on 85 years, and they are currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 25 million drivers, including me, your humble talk radio host. Now, don't forget that you can go over to the website, geico.com, and get a quote on whatever you're driving, the car you're driving, the truck you're driving. Maybe you've got a motorcycle, an ATV, a boat, or an RV. And the cheapest way to bring your policy down in premium is to bundle it with your homeowners, your renters, or your condo insurance policy. That will bring your car insurance policy down. So, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. G-E-I-C-O.com. Go over there and check it out. Okay, back to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning again.
Good morning.
We have Elliot on the line. I'm going to go to him. Good morning, Elliot. What's going on?
Yes, good morning, Captain, and good morning, Denise, as well. And, you know, guys, look here, man. Captain, I know what truck drivers, you know, how passionate, how you have a great passion for truck drivers, truck driver teams, man and wife. Well, listen to this story I got for you and Denise. You know, yesterday I stopped by a post office while I was in Tampa. Now, there were 12 of us in line, black, white, Spanish people. The white couple in front of me, she tells me she is 60 years old, and her husband looks between 60 and 65. Mm-hmm. Now, right in line in front of me, she tells the employees and us in line that her and her husband is a trucking team. She said loud yet calmly, that Biden is destroying this country, right in the post office.
Yep.
If you follow the timeline, Barack Obama laid the groundwork in 2014. Now, when the couple and I met up in the parking lot, she said, almost in tears, that her and her husband both witnessed at a truck stop a rig pulling in, backing up. Driver opens the back door, and unbelievable crowds of illegal people runs out of the woods and begin to load human cargo. Mm-hmm. Captain, we are witnessing cartels who own the rigs. They are running a multi-billion dollar industry. The driver to deliver human cargo and drugs from point A to point D. That could be a stop at 3 to 4 locations in various states. The whole rig is filled up. The trucker's wife also told me we are in a terrible situation with Joe Biden. I just wanted Americans to know. I wanted you to know, too, Captain. Have a great day.
All right. Thanks very much, Elliot. And I'm very much aware of that. And it still goes on. They've tried to get rid of it, but it's still there.
I'm not going to add anything to that. I think what Elliot just said needs to stand on its own. I mean, it's significant. As hard as these governors, the good governors, including DeSantis and Abbott and whatnot, as hard as they try, you know, the forces are against them in order to clean up this mess. Now, the Florida AG, actually, Moody announced yesterday a letter that was signed by 14, 17, I forget the number, of attorneys general across the country demanding that Mayorkas resign and listed all the reasons. Now, is that going to happen? Probably not, but it's a shot across the bow because it's, you know, these are forces that are trying to tell Mayorkas and the Biden administration that they are violating their oath. They're not following law. In fact, or their oath. They, you know, it's in complete violation. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you got all these lawsuits in the pipeline, and that's a good thing, but, you know, in order for them to necessarily be heard, or, you know, can take a long time, before they ever get through the legal process. So, we're in trouble. I mean, we're at 2 million illegals across this border in less than two years.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't see anybody in media asking Jen Psaki or Biden himself, what's the top number? Do you stop at 10 million? I mean, you're concerned about 173,000, you know, Russians, in the Donbass region and, violating the sovereignty of Ukraine. But what about the 2 million that we can even count that are not military, that are, you know, carrying fentanyl and, you know, what are we doing?
Mm-hmm. All right, hold that thought. We've got Mel from Saratoga Springs on the line. Okay, Mel, what's going on?
Yes, but, good morning, Denise, and good morning, Captain. If I like the fact of what Elliot is, I guess, spoke about in regards to what he witnessed or what, woman had witnessed. But it goes to, where you have, charitable organizations like Catholic Charities and, what I do on the side, I train horses on the side, thoroughbred race horses, and, in that industry, when it was just Americans on the backstretch, there were no charitable organizations like the Latino advocacy group that is apparent now. And those groups, I would have to say, you know, they're part and parcel to what the lady had just, had witnessed, because they advocate for this type of deal, thing, and these people come here with knowing that they've got people that are going to stand up and legalize for them and all this and the other, but facilitate their illegal entry into the country. Once they get here, they got those sort of organizations that they can run to will help them. But, you know, this is something that's obvious. I mean, Ray Charles can see that, as Denise is saying, governors and say local officials, they see this, what these organizations are doing. Why don't they go after them? And the other thing, when you mentioned about the what pain we're going to go through economically and through, you know, the fuel or cost of this and that and the other, I would have to say the Democrat Party itself, they're salivating. They're enjoying what is coming down the line.
Yes, they are.
It's going to affect hardworking Americans. They, you know, so they are the domestic enemy here in
this country.
Okay.
Yes. Thank you, Captain. Take care. Have a good
All right. Well, what he's saying is true. I can't.
I would say this real quickly that what, you know, Ashley Moody, the Florida Attorney General, was doing is fine along with, you know, a handful of other state attorneys general. But I would be advocating right now for these charities that are part of the human trafficking in the United, between Mexico and the United States, and in the United States, I would be going to the IRS because they ought to have their charity status revoked.
Well, I agree with you. And we talked about that before, too. It is what it is. And they, and actually, by the way, those people are not just on the border. They're down in El Salvador. Right. They're down in Honduras. They're down in Guatemala trying to get people, you know, lined up to come this way.
Be putting a cease and desist order on some of the social media apps like TikTok or Instagram or whatnot, because they're literally recruiting, the cartels are recruiting teenagers to be drivers to smuggle people into the United States in their cars, and they're getting paid as much as $1,000 a person that they can stuff into their cars. These are teenagers.
Yep.
A teenager can make as much as, you can fit 15 people into a car.
Well, they've had a few wrecks where they've had 15 people escaped off the highway too, haven't they?
Right.
Okay, well, let's see here. We're going to run out of time, but very quickly, I will mention that we need to keep our eyes and our ears wide open on what's going on with the Ukraine, because Russia is on the move. Their troops are moving further west, and they're starting to establish what looks like perhaps a...
Biden has authorized more forces to go into and certainly more into Poland because of what could happen with any kind of refugees that need to leave Ukraine.
Right.
Additionally, yesterday the Pentagon authorized 700 National Guard to protect the capital for the truckers' convoy. So the fence goes up, and now there's going to be as many as 700 National Guard because the truckers' convoy.
That's what I heard. Okay, you have yourself a great day. We'll talk tomorrow.
Sure.
All right, Denise Simon, everybody, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. Go over there and check it out and see all the great stuff that she has to offer. In the meantime, we'll be right back with our Military and Veterans News segment. Don't go anywhere.
Coast to coast and around the world, the torch of freedom shines bright.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News.
COVID-19 cases are down across the U.S., and in some places, they're down more than 64%.
This has some hospitals going back to doing elective surgeries, including Indiana University Health. Dr. Paul Offit is a member of the FDA Vaccine Advisory Committee. He says the boosters have played a key role in us moving away from the pandemic and more to the endemic. He also tells MSNBC regarding booster shots.
This is a three-dose vaccine for certain high-risk groups. Those over 65, those who are immune compromised, depending on the nature of their degree to which they're immune compromised, people who have comorbidities.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Former Democratic presidential candidate Michael Bloomberg penned a scathing op-ed on Tuesday warning Democrats are headed for a wipeout in November. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, indeedy, it is time for our military and veterans news segment brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. Find them online at NAA.edu. That's NAA.edu. They have two campuses where they'll train you to become a certified aviation maintenance technician. We'll tell you where they're at right after they tell you about themselves.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has two locations where they will train you to become a certified aviation maintenance technician. One of them is right here in my backyard in Clearwater, Florida, which is on the other side of Tampa Bay. I'm over here in Tampa on this side of the bay, and they're over there in Clearwater on the other side of the bay. That's one spot. The other one is in Concord, Massachusetts, which is just outside the city of Boston. And in either case, I will tell you, you can call them up. You can ask to take a tour of their facility. I would strongly recommend that. The phone number is 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. Make sure you call them up and ask to take the tour. Now, in doing so, you'll be able to talk to not only students, but also be able to talk to teachers, and also be able to talk to the people that handle the finances so that you know that if you're a veteran, they'll help you with your GI Bill. And number two, if you're a civilian, they'll help you with the student loan. So there you go. And some of you veterans may find out that you don't have any benefits left yet because you used them up. And if that's the case, then they'll help you get a student loan. But either way, you have to check with them to find out. 800-659-2080 is the phone number. Okay. Russia is in Ukraine. The United States is in the region. The Ukraine forces, the president, we understand, has called up the reserves, activated the reserves, so they're going to be at full capacity for whatever length of time that is and whatever that means. We still don't know what Putin's going to do, but one would have to think that he's going to go after the whole can of worms, and that is to take over complete control of the Ukraine. If he does, then there's going to be some fighting. And not just a little, a lot. Because the Ukrainian folks, are not going to give up without a big, one hell of a fight. So I see that coming. Now, Putin ordered his troops into the eastern Ukraine and now has them fanning out as they are actually located in three different locations flanking the Ukraine. If you take a look at a map, you'll see what I'm talking about. Now, the other thing is, the United States has already tried to put forth some sort of plan where they are trying to prepare a response as Vladimir Putin ordered his forces into the separatist enclaves and recognize those areas as being independent. And, of course, right away, independent means they're going to swear their allegiance to Russia. That's what they did before in Crimea. We'll see if they do that again in Ukraine. I think they will. Now, some good news for New Jersey. The last group of Afghan refugees left Joint Base McGuire-Dill, Lakehurst, in New Jersey, or their homes around the country, wherever that might happen to be. And you'll see more of that going on, too, by the way, over the next few weeks and months, because we'll have some of these Ukrainian folks be coming into this country. Watch and see. Now, a European Union official is saying that Russian troops had entered the eastern Ukraine through a not full invasion, which is true. Although the Biden administration is trying to say that it's a full invasion because of the equipment they brought with them, as is the United Kingdom. For the same reason. Nonetheless, they're there. Now the question is, how do you get them out? That's very, very interesting as to how they're going to do that. Now, the United States Navy has just announced the launch of a new, and I mean a brand new, joint fleet of unmanned drones in the Middle East with allied nations to patrol vast swaths of the volatile waters of the tensions amidst what's going on with Iran and what's going on with the Ukraine. Very tense, very interesting areas, things going on. By the way, you probably heard Denise talk about the 700 National Guardsmen that have been activated in Washington, D.C. The mayor has asked that they be allowed to support the police department, and they more than likely will. You probably see them doing what they did before at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier, Lincoln Monument, and some other places. They'll be providing security. At least that's the way I see it. And not to be outdone, paratroopers, 4,700 of them, have built a camp in Poland, and they're going to be staying there because Poland is one of those countries that wants more American beans, bullets, and troops. Now, what are they going to do? Bolster Poland, because Poland is standing up there pretty much amongst themselves right now, saying, we are the champions, and we are going to do what all these other countries won't do. Hear me now. I am lying and I'm roaring. I'm talking about the Ukrainians. And again, we'll see what happens. Because believe it or not, sometimes the little guys can be the ones to get things started. Sometimes. And we'll see if that's what happens this time. Now, we did talk a little bit about Tulsi Gabbard. And she was making her way to join the military forces that were in the Ukraine. Don't know how that's going to work out. She is a logistical officer. And she is a major. And we're going to see if the major can get things done. Because she might be getting herself activated, for all I know. Sometimes you can volunteer and get that done, too, by the way. All right. We are coming right back. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, will be our guest. So don't go anywhere. Shall return.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your...
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
All righty, thank you very much. This portion of the program, my conversation with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, is brought to you by Moss Acura. Moss is spelled M-A-U-S. Now, if you love the feel of a high-end SUV, you're going to love Moss Acura. Now, the powertrain and technology of the Acura lineup is better than ever, and the flagship MDX Sport Utility has had a complete refresh that's made this great SUV far and away the leader in its class. Now, the MDX has got a new, more rigid body, double wishbone suspension, and comes standard with a 345-horsepower engine. Plus, it's got some amazing creature comforts, too, like the quilted leather seats, front seat massagers, and the heated seats, too. Yep, I said heated seats. Now, that really feels fantastic on some of these brisk mornings that we've had. Now, don't forget, Moss Acura also offers home and office pickup and delivery, and their lease programs are some of the industry's best. Your Moss Acura also comes with Moss Care, with free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of the vehicle. Don't forget, they honor those who have served our country with the You Serve, You Save program for active duty military, veterans, first responders, and church pastors, too. They're located at North Florida Avenue, right next to Moss Nissan, and you can find them online at MossAcura.com. Don't forget to tell them the captain sent you, and they are just about 30 minutes north of downtown St. Pete and 20 minutes north of downtown Tampa. Very conveniently located. So, check them out. Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. All right, the Watchdog on Wall Street is with us. Good morning, Mr. Watchdog.
Good morning.
I'm afraid we're still talking about the Ukraine, and we're not talking about it in some great sense of the word. We're talking about, we're all sitting here on pins and needles wondering what's going to happen next, because Russia has moved in a lot of their tanks. They've called in more units to come in. That we're up to somewhere around 190,000, and who knows what they're going to do.
Yeah, again, you know, going back to almost the realities that, if, you know, it's inevitable. If they want to go in there, they feel like that they can. I don't think the Ukraine is really going to, I think they understand that they have no shot. They're not going to fight back. I mean, I know we put some, you know, sanctions on, you know, certain individuals and a couple Russian banks yesterday. Really didn't go that far.
Nope.
Regards to this, and neither did Europe, simply because, you know, quite frankly, really can't. It's been checkmate for a long time. I know that the Germans had said that, okay, they said for now, we're going to cancel Nord Stream 2, which means what? Which means that, you know, probably when all is forgotten, you know, down the road, they're going to go back to it. So there's really not much, you know, Europe can do at this point.
Well, President Joe Biden did, in fact, announce a series of sanctions in reaction to the Russian President Vladimir Putin's actions in the Ukraine, warning of the economic costs Americans would bear as a result. We know, and he was told, or he told us, we're all going to have to bear the pain at the pump. And I keep sitting here and saying to myself, we don't have to bear any pain anywhere. Drill, baby, drill. Get your head out of your butt and put the Keystone Pipeline back online, and let's get going.
Yeah, it kind of aggravated me yesterday and said, I'm like, you know, he's basically, you know, trying to, you know, blame that situation and, you know, and use that as an excuse for why, or, you know, gas and oil prices are already so high.
That's right.
You know, it's ridiculous. I said, we can't get away in this country. I mean, you got, like I said, you got to let all of these drillers and people who do the fracking and the people who build the pipelines, you got to let them out of regulatory jail. And let them get to work. And if that's the case, again, you know, we're going to go back to being energy independent. We are going to be a net energy importer when we were an exporter not too long ago. And that's not good.
Well, think about this for a minute. We have economic warfare going on right now between the government and its people.
Yeah, I mean, in many respects, yeah, you could call it that. You know, it's their grand desire. This is what they want to do. They want to head in this direction. They've wanted it for a long time. And to be honest with you, they're happy. Okay, this is one thing I understand. The left is happy that gasoline prices are where they are, and they want them to be higher.
Mm-hmm. Now we're still getting a bunch of these sites. Give, send, go, and what the heck, there's another one, I can't remember the name right now. Oh, GoFundMe, where the money that was put in there for the truckers, $9 million in one, $7 million in another, they got none of that, and it's just, what a shame it is.
Yeah, I'm kind of confused in regards to that and how they're able to freeze those accounts. I'm sure that there's going to be some legal recourse, but that always takes time.
Well, I sure hope so.
It's just, the problem is, you know, the money is needed now, and it's going to take some time before they actually be able to, you know, probably release those funds through legal channels.
Hmm. Yeah. Okay. You're probably right. And again, when it comes to being all things money, you're there. By the way, a 10% drop for stocks is scary, but it's not that rare, and it looks like that's what's going on right now.
Yeah, S&P in correction mode right now. Again, with everything that's transpiring, it's somewhat understandable. The Fed, also what's going on over in Europe, and again, some of the valuations coming down, and corrections oftentimes are healthy. You know, we're going to see where it's going to go from there. It's all about earnings, and that's what it really. And if the numbers continue to come in, and they, you know, come in strong, then, you know, the numbers will, you know, the markets will bounce back, and do what they normally do. And, you know, but again, this is just, it's somewhat of a trade. I hope people don't get too frightened by anything like this. It's completely normal. It's not really something that everybody should be concerned about making any changes in their portfolio.
Now, I will say this when we talk about pipelines. The justices yesterday that heard a court case about the Dakota Access Pipeline denied the government petition to halt the environmental review of the Dakota Access Pipeline. That is still moving along.
Okay. I didn't see the story. I'm not familiar with what's going on there. I'm sure the government will probably. I mean, if the government wants to stop something, they'll find a way of stopping it. You know, which is, you know, unfortunate. But you know, they'll probably file a different way. But again, you know, if we can't get out of our own way, I don't understand why people are anti-pipeline. It's, you know, the safest way of getting things from point A to point B. And you know, it's just silly. You know, it really is, some of the reaction is. But again, it's, you know, it's the people out there that want to completely get away from all fossil fuels altogether, which, you know, it's just, it's, we're not there yet. We're just not.
Mm. Now, have you seen the home prices have risen some 18.8% since 2021, the most in 34 years?
Yeah, it's again, that's going to come back down. That's, you know, it's silly.
I would think.
But, you know, it's just, it's getting to the point where it really is ridiculous. I've watched this happen before. You know, I'm not a big in chasing things. And right now, if you're looking to buy a home, you see these prices go up, you're chasing. Don't go listen to these real estate agents telling you that things can't come down and they're only going to go up. They've said this before. It's not the case. It's all a function of affordability, especially with interest rates being higher, mortgage rates going up, prices are going to come down. But it's also just simply that, you know, there's not that many people that can afford these things. And eventually they'll come down to what they're worth.
It's always something to sit here and watch the returns on these oil investment companies and whatnot. Diamondback yesterday posted a higher profit, boosted their dividend on their soaring crude prices, and they don't seem to be going anywhere but up in the not-too-distant future.
Well, yeah, we actually talked about this, you know, extensively last year, talking about, you know, rotating and taking profits off the table in certain areas of your portfolio and moving into some of these energy companies. And it was a really smart trade to do. A lot of people are like, oh, no, I can't do that. You know, oil's dying. No, it's not. I mean, you still need it. All these gas, all these things, these companies they're not going anywhere anytime soon. And you have to, especially when they were down, you got to, like, take a look at the value that's there.
By the way, some good news for the U.S. virus cases and COVID. Hospitalizations continue a steady decline.
Yeah, I think it's a bit of a herd immunity that we're getting now at this point. People have gotten it and been exposed to it, and I think that's, you know, the natural ebb and flow of respiratory disease.
Okay, my friend, you have yourself a great day. We will talk to you tomorrow, and stay out of trouble if you can.
Have a good one.
All right, that's Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Go over there, check out all the great stuff he has to offer, and see what it is that he does. He'd be more than happy to talk to you. And it is what it is. Watchdog on WallStreet.com.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click Follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.